Okay, we're going to start Pei Hei Amid Beis. Mamish, the top line of the page. I mean, we're about here. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Rav Sheshis was asked a question. Can a son be a Shliach Bezdin to punish a parent? Because a son's not allowed to hit a parent. So Rav Sheshis was asked, Mawa, can a Ben, a child, be a Shliach either to give Malkus or to be the one that kills him and so on and so forth? So the Gemara brought different proofs. So Rav Sheshis answered yes.
Right before the Mishnah,
on top of the page. So Rav Sheshis said, yes, they could be. Okay, and the Gemara was asking questions, what's the difference between Achen and all that. So now the Gemara says, Mayhavalo. Okay, what's the bottom line? Can he or can't he? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Barav Huna, V'chein Ton Adrei Rabbi Shmuel. So we learned in the Brais of Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, it says like this, Lakeil, the bottom line is, a child cannot be an agent, not like Rav Sheshis said. A child cannot be the agent not to punish his father, not to curse him. Chutz memesis. Unless if a person, the father was one who was convincing people to go worship idols, right? He was worshiping, going to worship idols, then a son could be the hit the parent. Why? Because Torah says, Leisachma lolov. Leisachma, you should not have any compassion. Leisachasov, don't conceal him. To uproot avodah zarah. So then the din is, a child can even hit the parent. But otherwise, even to be a Shliach Bezdin, thank you, even to be a Shliach Bezdin, he's not allowed to be a Shliach to hit his father. That's the bottom line. Not like Rav Sheshis.
He's allowed or he obligated to do that?
He'll be obligated. No. They have to point somebody. If they, you know, so there's an obligation to appoint somebody. If there's other people besides the son, then they can appoint other people. There's no chiv dafke the son. Okay. Yeah, I'm just thinking something. One second. Okay. Now the Mishnah says like this. Hamaka of Avime, if somebody hits his father, and the Torah says, Maka of Avime, mace you must. Right? You hit the father and mother, you get killed. So the Mishnah says, Eina chayiv achi yasben chabuda. He has to wound them. It has to be actually a wound. It's not enough just to hit them. In other words, it has to be blood. This is the strictness of cursing over hitting. Why? Shemakalo lachemi sechayev. Mishnah says like this. If somebody, because the din is, you have to make him bleed. So therefore the din is like this. If you curse your father and mother after they die, you're still chayev misa. But if you hit them after they die, then you're not chayev misa. Huh? Take a body and hit it. What do you mean? How cruel. Okay, what are they? But it says, so therefore like this, that even though the Torah of L'cheder says, Mekalol ove v'imei yemes you must, you curse them, you die, Maka ove v'imei yemes you must, nevertheless, the Gemara says like this, because the din is, you can only hit the Yechayiv when they make a wound, after death, there's no bleeding, so you can't make a wound. But Mekalol, cursing, even after they're dead, if you curse them, you chayv mis. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Ton Rabbanon, the Rabbanon learned like this. How do we know this? Maybe after they die, you're not mechayv for cursing. How do we know? So it says, Son Rabbanon, of Evi'i Mekilel. The Pasik says, another Pasik, Bechal says, Magakalul of Evi'i Meisimus. Then another Pasik says, and the same Pasik, it says, of Evi'i Mekilel. He cursed his father and mother. Why is the Torah saying the same thing twice? It says, Mekalul ovi v'imei meisimus. And then the Pasuk says, ovi v'imei kilal. It says already, Mekalul ovi v'imei. So what does it teach us? La'achar misa. The fact that it's extra teaches us, you get misa, even after misa yechayiv. So now the Gemara says, Sheyochel, I would think that you don't get misa. Why? He says, Hoil v'chai b'maka v'chai b'makalo. Because the Torah, in the same Pasha, basically says, you hit them, you chayiv misa, you curse them, you chayiv misa. So I would think you liken cursing to hitting. Ma maka ein chayiv ela mechayim. I would think, just like by hitting, the Gemara just said, you only chayiv if you cause a wound, so it has to be when they're alive. So I would think cursing is also only chayiv when they're alive.
Father-in-law and
mother-in-law? No, not for Misa. You have to respect father-in-law and mother-in-law. Yes. But not, I mean, you're not chayiv Misa. But another thing is like this. Makal v'chaymer l'chayder. You can even say it with a kal v'chaymer. Why? What happens by hitting? Meaning like this. Even if your father's a sinner, the Torah says, it doesn't matter. He's like, whether he's a sinner or not, you're not allowed to curse him. Amcha means, like we learned before, the Gemara is like, Sha'isa Maisa Amcha, when they behave the way a Jew is supposed to behave. Right? So I would think, if you hear the parent, it's not religious, you're not chayiv. He says, no. The Torah makes not Amcha like Amcha. I mean, they're just like Amcha, if you're religious, you're chayiv Misa, not Amcha. So yet, L'chayiv Be'lachan Misa. In other words, like this. By Mekalel, it says Amcha. But by Make, it doesn't say, by hitting, it doesn't say Amcha. So I would think, Madach, by hitting. Hitting is stricter than cursing. Because hitting, whether they're religious or not, you're chayef. By Mekalel, Shalei Osa, by Shalei Ka'amcha, Gamcha, where the Torah doesn't connect, only if you curse a religious parent, not a non-religious parent, ain't a din shle chayiv be alchem misa. So for sure, he shouldn't be chayiv misa. In other words, the Gemara makes a kavol chaymer. What's stricter? Hitting is stricter than cursing. Why is hitting stricter than cursing? Because hitting, you're chayiv whether they're religious or not. Cursing, you only chayiv if they're religious. But if they're not religious, you're not chayiv for cursing. Right? So what's stricter? Hitting. So Gemara says, if hitting after Misa is potter, cursing, which is more lenient, should for sure be potter. So therefore the pasuk says, it's an extra pasuk. In other words, like this. The Gemara's question, the Gemara says a statement. Why are you chayiv lachem Misa? Because there's another pasuk. Okay? Then the question, why do I need a pasuk? Why wouldn't they know without the pasuk? That even after they died, they're still your parent. You're still cursing them. So Gemara said, because I would learn out that you wouldn't be chayiv. Why? Because we liken it to hitting. And if hitting is potter after Misa, then cursing should also be potter after Misa. And not only that, there's even a kal v'chaymer. Hitting is stricter than cursing. Hitting, you're chayiv whether they're religious or not. Cursing, you're only chayiv if they're religious. So hitting is stricter than cursing, right? So if hitting is only while they're alive, so cursing for sure should only be when they're alive.
But there is a point that...
One sec. Therefore, Talmud Leimer Aviv Imei Kilel, therefore the Torah says, you curse the father and mother, la'achar misa, even after death. What?
There is a point that Mekalel is even more chamur than Makeh.
Why?
Because Mekalel is... Even Makeh is only if you get blood. But Mekalel, it doesn't matter, blood or not.
So what's stricter?
So in a way...
No, Mekalel is not Shaykh blood.
Yeah, of course.
Makeh of Evime, the Gemara just defines what the word Makeh means. Makeh means, if I go like this to you, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I got it.
So, but Etzem, though, really, hitting is stricter than cursing. So therefore, I need a pasuk clearly to tell me that hitting a parent yechayiv misa only when they're alive. Cursing a parent even after they died.
Cursing is really more potent than hitting. Hitting is one physical thing.
Cursing is one verbal mouth. What's
that? Our own neshama, the other person's neshama, affecting...
No, why? Affects words the goof is more.
Words leave a very...
Words are not... Sticks and stones can break my mouth, remember, but words can never hurt me. Now they say it's not true. Words can hurt you more than
right.
Words can hurt you more than hitting. Yeah. Okay, so Lepel, the Gemara says there's an extra pasuk, right? There's an extra pasuk that teaches us Mekalel even Achamisa. But the Gemara is going to ask now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that pasuk is not extra. So how do we learn out Mekalel Achamisa? It says like this, Hey, Nichol Rabbi Yechanan's son, that's only good according to Rabbi Yechanan, who said, the Miyatele Kra Aviv Ime, that the pasuk is extra. So therefore, what does the pasuk teach us? That even Achamisa Yechayev. But El Al Rabbi Yeshia. And the Gemara is going to say exactly what the Machlekes Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yonasan is. But according to Rabbi Yeshia, who learns that pasuk is not extra, Ma'ika Lameimer, how are you going to learn Mekalel after Misa is Chayev? We learn it out Mekalel after Misa is Chayev from an extra pasuk. Right? So it's extra pasuk. It teaches us something like Achamisa. Because logically, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, even a Kavachemer, that it shouldn't be. But the Pearl, Rabbi Yeshia holds that the pasuk is not extra. So how is he going to know Mekalel after Misa is Chayev?
But both of them saying that Mekalel after Misa is Chayev.
Yeah, but the Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Yeshia, how does he learn it out?
Yes.
Maybe he doesn't hold it. We don't know. Oh. But the Gemara said, what's the argument between Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yonasan if the pasuk of Avime Kilel is extra or not? The Tanya, it says like this. Ish, ish. In Chumash Bechal, it's brought down many places like this. Ish, ish. Okay? What does it teach us? Basically, ish, ish, ki yakal of, you know, there's a few places it says this. Now, why does it say double expression, ish, ish? Sometimes, you know, Chumash says ish, ish. Yeah. What ish with an ish, ish? So it says, the rabbi is bas tumtum van dreigenis. That include a daughter, okay, even a tumtum and a dreigenis, you know, is chayiv even if they curse their parents. So ish teaches us any person. Ish ish, a daughter who's a tumtum or an adreigenis, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, not only that. It says ish ish. Ish is a man. How do I know if a daughter curses her parents, she's chayiv? So the extra ish includes a daughter, a tumtim and andreganis, which are questionable if they're male or female, right? Okay.
The so daughter it's,
is female.
Huh? The daughter is female.
Right, or tumtim and andreganis. So the extra word ish teaches us not only masculine, but even feminine. Sometimes the Chumash says Isha is a Isha. A Shiyasara, right? Okay. Now, if Ish, what does normally Ish mean?
Man.
How do we know if a daughter curses her parents, she's also Chayiv Misa? From the extra Ish. But not only does it include a daughter, it includes Tumtan Madregan, because they're either male or female. So everybody's included in the second Ish. So it sounds like this. But the Torah says, Mekal Ovi V'imai. Right? So now I would think, maybe if you only curse both of them. It doesn't say, Aviv oy imay. It says, Kalol es aviv ve'es imay. If somebody will curse his mother and father. Right? So I would think, you only chai mis if you curse them both together. How do I know if you curse only the father, only the mother, you're also chayiv? Meaning, or, Aviv shalai imei. Imei shalai avim inai. How do I know if I only curse his father, the father without the mother? The mother without the father. How do I know they're also chayiv? Right? Sengmar says, Talmud Leimar, Aviv v'imei kilel. Okay? And therefore, it says again, Aviv kilei imei kilel. To teach us that it's separate, that even if you curse each one separately. Okay? Minimum minute. So according to Divrei Rabbi Yeshia. So according to Rabbi Yeshia, what does Aviv Kilel Imei Kilel mean? Each one separately? Where do we learn out from? From the pasuk Aviv Kilel Imei Kilel. Aviv Imei Kilel. Right? But the Gemara just used this pasuk to teach us even after Misa. The Gemara used the pasuk just now. Aviv v'imei kilel is an extra pasuk to teach us that even when they die, you're also chayiv for cursing. But the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yeshia, the pasuk is not extra. Because he learns from that pasuk, he learns in a pasuk, either one, if you curse him, you're chayiv. Right? Because I would think only both of them together. If you curse them both together, you're chayiv. How do I know if they're each one separately? From the pasuk of Avivim Mekila. That means that pasuk used already. So it's not extra. If it's not extra, how does he know? Kamekala left him. But the Gemara just said, Rabbi Yenison Amar. Rabbi Yenison says, no, this whole thing of Baba Meisa, what Rabbi Yeshia says. He says, Mashma Shneim Kechod, or Mashma Echa Bifnei Atzmi. Okay? He says like this. It's not true. He says that when the Torah says, Aviv Imei, by definition, it means either one. Why? Because when the Torah wants you to do it together, the Torah says the word yachtov. About plowing animals together. Temo pishtim yachtov. He says like this. Whenever the Torah says something, it could mean both of them. It could mean echad v'echad b'fnei atzmi. It also means each one individually. Until the Torah says yachtov. Okay? So now, according to Rabbi Yenison, the pasuk's extra. Because I don't need Aviv Ime Kilo to teach me if you curse each one separately, Yechayiv, because that's what the pasuk itself means. Mikalol Aviv Ime means father or mother. It doesn't mean both, because the Torah doesn't say Yachtov. So according to Rabbi Yeshia, the pasuk is not extra. So according to Rabbi Yenison, the pasuk is extra. So the Gemara asks, okay, according to Rabbi Yenison, the pasuk is extra, so it teaches us Aviv Ime Kilo, that if you curse him after me, see Yechayiv. But according to Rabbi Yeshia, the pasuk is not extra. I need it to teach me each one individually. Right? How do I know Lacha Misa Yechayiv? So we know, like, the Gemara says, how do we know? So it says like this. It says, Mekalol Aviv Ime Meis Yumas. Okay? Which means like this. The pasuk says in Shmeis, in Mishpatim, one who curses his father or his mother. Mekalul Aviv V'Imei means either one, because again, it's another pasuk.
That's what was said in the beginning.
Huh?
That's what was said in the beginning.
Enochanami. But that's, no, the question is, because the Torah says,
question is, if the second pasuk is extra or not.
Right, so he learns it out from another pasuk, a third pasuk. Mekal avivime meisumas. To teach us, even if they're dead, you're chayiv. The coin to, what's his name? Rabbi Yeshia, right? The pasuk's not extra. So how does he know if you curse a parent after they die, you're chayiv? He said, because it's another pasuk. There's a third pasuk which is extra. So that teaches me lachamisa. So now the question is, v'idach. So according to Rabbi Yenison, that learns out you kill a parent, a dead parent. I mean, if you curse a dead parent, you chayiv from aviv v'imei kilel. What does he do with this pasuk? So according to him, this pasuk is extra. Right? Because he, Rabbi Yenison, learns out you can't curse a dead parent from Aviv Imekila. Okay? Rabbi Yeshia says you learn it now from this pasuk, Mekalul Aviv Imekila, which is extra. So now the question, what does he do with the extra pasuk? So he says, Ahul Rabbis Bas Tumtum Adrenges. This teaches us that even a daughter or a Tumtum Adrenges is also Chayiv. He said, but we just learned it out from Ish Ish. From the extra ish, she says, "Dibra tera koloshim b'nei adam." It's a very simple. It's another an interesting argument. Sometimes there's an extra word in Chumash. So the question is an extra word really extra, or that's the way people speak? There's an expression, "Dibra tera koloshim b'nei adam." Torah speaks in the way people speak. Many people say "ish ish." So the question is that ish extra or not? So the first braisa we learned says ish is an extra ish to teach us a daughter, tumtem and reginis, right? They're also achavit to kill the parent. Aye, so according to him, he learns out tumtem a daughter from mekalal of aviimi. So now ish is extra. So he said, ish is not extra. That's the way Torah speaks. It's not an extra. Rashi says this many times also in Chumash. It's not, the Torah speaks like that. It's not considered extra.
But it says, Aviv the Imo.
No.
Masculine. How did the bats get into this? Because it said, Aviha the Ima.
That would mean only the girl.
Right.
No.
So, but this.
That's why the Torah says either ish. Or, according to the other opinion, again, the Pasuk Mekalel of Avim
Meisimas. Besides, every time you want to say in Hebrew, or Lashon HaKodesh, men and women, you use a masculine. So it means that you use everybody.
Where did this come from?
No, it's true. Anytime Chumash speaks plural, men and women,
it's the Zachar.
Yeah.
Even, okay, if you have a person writes B'nehem.
Yeah, plural, yes.
That's what, no one, singular. But B'nehem is plural, male or female?
Both.
Why? B'nehem is singular, no, masculine. If it's only plural girls, if the guy only has daughters, you don't have B'nehem. B'nehem.
Yeah, but that over there is plural. It over here is singular.
What singular? That's why it's an extra ish.
You cannot have singular when it's
a or woman. The fact that a pasuk says mekalel of avimai extra. What's the Torah teaching us extra? That even single, even each one individually. It's an extra pasuk.
Yes.
Why does the Torah say an extra pasuk to teach me male or female? That even a girl curses her parents, she's chayiv.
So the same way that the plural includes bat, singular includes bat too?
No. You'll be including when it's only one.
That's why it says ish.
Right. I'm not talking about this case.
But if you say ish is different to Gloshim and the Adam, it's not extra because that's the way Torah speaks. Right? So how does he learn out a daughter curses the father's chayiv? Because there's an extra pot from Mekalel of Avimei. The other opinion learns Mekalel of Avimi to teach me Lachan Misa. Because he can't use the Pasuk Imei Vav of Kilel of Avimi Kilel because he uses it to teach me like he said before Tumten Vadrenganis and everybody together. And separately he teaches us that he even if you curse one of them, not two of them, you're Chayev. Right? The bottom line is, the Gemara is not arguing in the fact. The bottom line is, you curse a parent after they die, you chayiv misa. Everybody agrees a daughter curses or a tumtana deganus curses their parent a chayiv, right? The only question, where do we learn it out from? Or also, how do you know individually? There's three issues over here. Number one, achayiv misa. Number one, how do you know if you curse either parent, you chayiv misa? Maybe you have to curse only both of them. Yeah? And the third thing, how do you know a daughter? Right? Everybody agrees that all those cases are chayiv misa for cursing a parent, whether it's after death, whether it's individually, and even a daughter.
The only argument
is where you learn it out from. Because Rabbi Yeshia needs the pasuk Imeva of Kilel to teach me separately. Rabbi Yenison says, no, I don't need a pasuk for that. Separate is understood. The Torah doesn't say Yachtov. The Torah says Mekal of Avim. It doesn't say Yachtov. If the Torah meant both together, the Torah would say Yachtov. Okay? But the Pearl, according to Rabbi Yenison, it is an extra Ishimeva of Aviv.
So you can use
that. So he says he learns out from there that he teaches us.
The third pasuk.
Huh? That even a dead parent. What does he do? He says he learned it out. So everybody's learning the same thing. The only question is where you're learning it out from.
So you could say that the second ish is for a harmita, because you can actually say that the same way that you say yachdav when it's not, if you want it only when it's together, you would say achav. If it's only men, you would say, and you don't need to use ish to learn men.
Yeah, but he's if dibur Torah kloshim and ayodam, it doesn't do that.
Why? Well, even if you say one ish, you could understand that it's also woman.
No.
Why?
Because ish means a man.
Yeah, but when you say like when you say anashim, like for example.
Yeah, but again, it's plural. But like he said, this is singular. Plural is the chodim and the kavis. Right.
But even if you have a group of people, men and women, you say bring one of them, you're gonna speak it in
lashon zachar.
Lashon zachar, even male. If you bring a woman.
Yeah. So. But here, when it's individually and you say male, it means male, not female. But here there's ish, ish, there's an extra ish. So one opinion says that ish teaches us even women. And the other one says, no, it's not the pasuk. Ish, ish is normally the way the Torah learns. How do I know if a woman curses, she's also chayiv? Sigmar says, mekal lov avima, and has an extra pasuk. That guy learns something else from the pasuk Mikal Lavi. In other words, they're just playing with the pasuk.
You can only learn one thing from a pasuk.
You can only learn one thing from an extra pasuk. Unless, if the extra pasuk could have said it one way and it says it a different way,
so then you
can learn two things from an extra pasuk.
And the third
it's very logical. If the Torah uses an extra pasuk, why is it, every word's Torah is a bediuk, right? Exactly. Why is the Torah using an extra word? Exactly. Or an extra phrase? Obviously to teach us something. But how do you know the Torah is teaching us two things? Maybe it's only teaching us one. It's extra. Okay, so we're learning something from it. But if the Torah in the extra pasuk could have said one way, and then it says, the Gemara is going to say this soon, a different way, then the Torah is teaching us two things. Number one, from the extra pasuk, and from the way the Torah uses the wording in the pasuk, is different. So it's teaching us two things.
So if ish-ish is a way of talking, so it's not an extra thing to learn from.
That's what Rabbi Einerson holds.
Couldn't have said ish isha.
How?
Ish isha.
If you say ish veisha, then it doesn't mean andrigonos and tumtum.
Why? It's either ish or isha.
But then it's not andrigonos. Tumtum is not
either. No, lav dafka. Okay.
This is a typical what we read in the morning. There are two things that are against each other. A third pasuk comes and. This is,
yeah.
This is an example of that.
Not here. No, why?
The third pasuk came.
No, it's an extra pasuk, not a third pasuk that teaches us. It's an extra pasuk. An extra pasuk teaches us something extra. But from our Gemara, Lepel, comes out an interesting thing that the Gemara is going to ask. What's worse? Cursing is worse than hitting. Cursing is after Misa Yechayev and hitting not. Correct? Yes? So now the Gemara says, "Listen, Chaime b'makami b'makalel." Well, Chayda, let the Mishnah also teach us that there's a strictness of hitting over cursing. What does the Mishnah say? Hitting after Misa Yipater, right? And cursing after Misa Yichayev. Okay, so the whole Megillah over here that we learned was how to learn it out. But the bottom line is hitting after Misa Yipater. Cursing after Misa Yechayev. Which means, which one's stricter? Cursing. Right? Cursing after Misa is Chayev in it? Okay. So Gemara said, the same Kavol Chayim as before. Let's look at it. Hitting is stricter than cursing. Why? Because like hitting, we just said this before. Even if the guy's not religious or religious, it doesn't matter, you're still Chayev. Okay, so he says like this. Our Tana holds Makshinin Hakol LeMekalul. Okay? He says like this. Our Tana Taka holds that if you curse, there's no difference between cursing and hitting. And Lepel, he would be potter if he curses a person who's not religious.
What if they were terrible parents?
No, I'm sorry. He holds even hitting a sinful parent, you're not chayiv.
Who does that?
Who
holds it?
Tana.
Our Tana.
So Artana is Roshia or Yonatan?
No, none of them. Okay. So now the Gemara says, so our Tana argues against the Tana of the Braisa. The Braisa said hitting
is worse.
Hitting is only if he's no, hitting is only if he's a good.
Not religious.
And cursing, even if he's not religious. But the Tan of our Mishnah doesn't agree with that because Lachem would be a Kal V'Chomer, right? So therefore he doesn't hold of that. What does he hold? There's no difference between hitting, if you curse a sinful parent, you're potter. If you hit a sinful parent, you're also potter. That's what our Mishnah holds. The Braisa holds, no. If you hit if you curse a sinful parent, you're chayiv. If you hit a sinful parent, you're not chayiv. So it's a machlekes between the Mishnah and the Braisa. That's what Gemara is coming to the conclusion now.
After death?
No, not after death, if they're sinful or not. So our Mishnah holds, there's no difference between cursing and hitting. You chayiv whether, only if they're religious. The Braisa says clearly, you only chayiv for cursing a non-religious parent, not for hitting them. I'm sorry, the opposite. You chayiv for hitting a non-religious parent, but not for cursing. Nobody.
Is that only
to
make a
yeah.
No, but there must be blood.
Yeah, if you bruise them, it could be even if no, I don't know, I have to double check. Even if it could be if a black and blue, well, where's the black and blue mark come from? It's blood underneath the skin, just not coming out. That's a chabura. I have to double check to make sure, but what?
Son surgeon can do surgery on his father?
We learned that before, only if the father wants.
And if there is no number, nobody better.
Or there's nobody better, or the father wants, or things like that. Okay, it's because the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, the right Braisa, the Gemara brought down before, says clearly, by Makeh, whether he's religious or not, Yechayev. By Mekalel, only if he's religious, right? But our Tana, the Gemara says, doesn't agree with that. Our Tana says, if they're not religious, you potter on hitting and cursing, right? Okay.
So our Tana is none of the Yoshia and your Tana.
No, it's whoever our Tana is, but everybody could all like him. Okay.
One small question. So we say that one learning from the extra pasuk that is after mitah, but how the other one learn from the extra pasuk? He say he doesn't need to learn it.
What lachem isa?
Yes.
No, it's either from the pasuk mekalel of v'imei, which is extra, or imei v'av of kilel. One of those two are extra for one of them.
So for one. Okay.
Right. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. So if that's the case, Lema Tahane Tanoi, Kanika Tanoi, Lucheira, this case could be like a different machlekes. What's the different machlekes? The Tanicha, the one Braisa says like this. Kusim, okay, who are the Kusim? They're a pagan group transplanted by a Syrian emperor from the native Kutit Yisrael to replace the exiled 10 tribes. Remember when the 10 tribes left Israel? So Melech Ashur took a whole nation of Kusim and replanted them in Eretz Yisrael. okay? Motivated by an outbreak of lion attacks, which is because they didn't serve Hashem, they converted to Judaism. The Kutzim converted. Even after their conversion, they still considered to worship idols. Now, therefore, the question was their conversion real or not? Are they Geri Emes or Geri Aroyes with an Aleph? Meaning, did they convert because they were scared of a lion's attack, but they didn't mean it? Or were they real Gerim? Okay, so now it says like this. Kusi, okay, Ata Mitzuva Ala Kaisi. Okay, you're not allowed to hit a Kusi, but Ata Mitzava Al Kilosi, but you're not commanded to curse. In other words, you can curse a Kusi, but you can't hit him. That's one Braisa says. V'tani idach, Ata Mitzuva Le Al Kilosi, Le Al Kilosi.
Is this apparent?
No, b'chol. B'chol.
You are the
topic change? You're not, yeah. Well, no, we're just saying that one, okay, the Gemara just said, our Tana likens hitting to cursing. Yeah, about a parent, but they liken hitting to cursing. The Tana, the Braisa, does not liken hitting to cursing. Right? It happens to talk about parents. But one, our Mishnah likens hitting and cursing. And the Braisa does not like in hitting and cursing. Yes? So the Gemara said, we have a similar argument between two Braises, not about parents, about cursing or hitting a kusi. Do we like in hitting and cursing together? One Braisa says, if you hit him, you chayiv. If you curse him, you potter. Another Braisa says, you hit or curse, you potter. Okay? And the Gemara, what's the argument? Savrua, the Gemara thought like this. Kula alma kusim geri emes. Both brides hold they're real gedim. So they're real Jews. Yeah? They're real Jews. Because the din is like this. There's no question they worshipped idols. The kusim. No, they worshipped idols. But now the question is, was the gedis good? And then they have a din of idol-worshipping Jews, or if the Gedis was never acceptable, even today, a person converts according to Halacha. Mamish converted according to Halacha, yeah? Meaning they're from for a while. And all of a sudden they say, you know, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm going back to Buddhism, the Christianity, or all that stuff. So up then, they're a Jew. They're worshipping idols. So you kill them. Correct? If the Gedis was never a real Gedis, then it's not. So now there's two arguments going on over here. One is, are they real Gedim or not? I understand, but they have a din of a Jew or a din of a guy? With worship, there's a different punishment. Different tone.
Oh, different type of...
Yeah, everything's different. Right? Do they have a din of a Jew or a guy? So number one, there's one opinion, argument, are they real Gedim or not? Another argument, Sigmar says really like this. Everybody holds their real Gedim. Why does one Braisa say you can curse them and hit them? And another Braisa says you can hit them, but not you cannot hit them, but you can curse them. So that this is the argument between our mission and the Braisa. One likens hitting to cursing, and one doesn't liken hitting to cursing. Right? My love, Baalka Mifligi. Masover, one opinion says, Makshin in Hakala Klola, we like in hitting to cursing. And therefore, just like you're allowed to curse them,
you're allowed to hit them.
Well, Masover, and the other opinion says, Loi Makshin in Hakala Klola, you don't like one to the next. So I says, no. Everybody says you don't like in hitting to cursing. What's the Machlaikis? Are they really Gerim or not? What's the machlai? Malkam mifligi, masaver kusim geri emesim, and therefore, if they're full-fledged Jews, you're not allowed to hit them. Okay, you can't hit them. And the other one, geri emesim, they're not real converts, and therefore, you are allowed to hit them. Iachi hainu diktonia, but the Gemara asks if that's the case. It says, sheder ki Yisrael, his axe. is treated like a Jewish ox. What does this mean? It means like this. A Jew, if a Jew's ox kills somebody, damages somebody. So there's the first three times he's called a tam, have damages. And then after the third, they're called mu'ad, they pay full damages. Okay, number one. Number two, in Goyish law, if my ox kills your ox, I don't have to pay. Because, no, then Goyish law, I don't know, now I don't know. I didn't do it. My ox, am I responsible to be responsible for my ox? So the din is like this. Interesting the way the Jews do things. If a Jew kills a guy's ox, they don't have to pay any damages. Why? Because in Goyish law, you don't have to pay. Right? Number two, there's also a difference between tam and mu'ad. Okay, so now, the Braisa says the ox of a Kusi has the same din like the ox of a Jew. So obviously, Elishma, so which means?
That the Jewish.
No, because if he has a din of an idol worshiper, like you want to say one din is that he has a din like an idol worshiper, and therefore if you hit him or curse him, he's not a Jew, because it was not a real conversion, so why should his ox have a din like a Jewish ox? So obviously you can't say that they're not real Gedim, because the Braisa clearly says the ox is like a Jewish ox. Which means they are Jewish. So what's the argument? Shema mina behekesha pligi. They're arguing whether you like hitting to cursing or not. And what's the shema mina? It's a good proof. Meaning like this. There's a mission of Braisa. One says we like hitting to cursing. One says we don't like hitting to cursing. By cursing parents. So Braisa says, L'chayr, this is the same argument as another Braisa. One Braisa says, by the kusim, you're allowed to hit them and curse them. And another Braisa said, you're allowed to hit them and not curse. You're allowed to curse them and not hit them. So the Gemara thought, what's the difference? What's the difference? If the difference is, if everybody holds a real gedim, and the argument is, are they Jewish or not? The real gedim, they're Jewish. The question is, do we like hitting to cursing or not? So the Gemara said, they can't be, because why should their ox have a din of a Jewish ox? Therefore, we must say everybody holds a real gedim. The argument is, do we like hitting to cursing or not?
You said that if the law of the goyim is different, we go by their law?